I want to talk a little bit about color because so many people are doing that, right? White people are demonized these days. Recently, I rode with a cab driver going to an airport, and I asked him who he voted for. This was in Canada. I said, "Are you a liberal? What are you?" And he said, "Well, I've always been a liberal, but I'm not prejudiced." Everyone has to kind of pre-qualify their verbiage with that before they start to talk. And I said, "Why do you say that?" And he says, "Well, everywhere I look on television, every commercial is a mixed race. There's a white person with a black person or an oriental person." He went on and on. "I'm not prejudiced." And I said, "Okay then, the color game." Just this morning, I went on a website in Canada called Realtor.ca, and that represents, in the US is Realtor.com, and that represents all of the realtors in the entire nation. And I counted the people on the homepage. That was interesting. There were 12 blacks and 3 whites. That's not representative of the country, right? It's just not. Everywhere you look, it's the same. I was in a post office recently in Canada. There's 3 pictures up on the wall, and one was a Chinese person, one was a black person, and one was an Arab. Not one white person. And again, it's not representative of the country. So what is going on? I don't care what color you are, but why are they doing that? Every commercial, everywhere you look, every magazine that you pick up, there's no white people anymore. And if there is a white person, it's always with another person of another color. You know, it's very strange. Rush Limbaugh, he has a Limbaugh letter that goes out every month. And one in December of 2018 had an article in it that was titled Demonizing, Demonizing White Men. And it highlights the attack on white men as a class, okay? And it's kind of interesting. He quotes a lot of people. Don Lemon, a CNN anchorman, said, "We have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in the whole country is white men." Most of them, of course, are radicalized. I'm having a hard time with this. I guess I'm all upset about my color, maybe. They're radicalized to the right. Stephen Clifford, former King Broadcasting CEO, said, "I will be leading a great movement to prohibit straight white males from exercising the franchise to vote." Teen Vogue, a magazine targeting teenage girls, wrote, "Not only is white male terrorism as dangerous as Islamic extremism, but our collective safety net rests in rooting out the source of their being radical." And it just gets worse as you go along. William Falk, editor-in-chief of The Week, and these are mostly white people. They've gone against their own race. They found this little button that they feel they have to push all day, every day. He's the editor-in-chief of The Week, has said there's something odd, he said, about the overwhelming white maleness of Washington's current leadership. Not really. People voted for them. Pretty straightforward and kind of simple to me. Joy Behar, whoever she is on the ABC's The View, she says, "White men are not protecting women." Oh, well, protect yourself then. Actress Gabriel Sid, older white men are a problem. We are all at risk. And there's another actress here. Her name is, or actually from The Guardian, I guess, Maria somebody. I can't pronounce all their names. And who would care about that? Half of white women continue to vote Republican. What is wrong with them? I give up. What's wrong with you? I mean, it shouldn't matter what color you are. And I just recently at a fire hall in London or somewhere in the UK, they said that white people have to score 70% to be a fireman, and anyone that isn't white is 60%. Why are so many people against us? What did we do? I didn't do anything bad. If I did, I guess I want to apologize, but what am I apologizing for? Good bloody grief. That's my story for the day. I mean, color shouldn't matter. I think most people are colorblind, but we have white liberals. For some reason, they've targeted this color, and they're trying to impose it and create anger, impose it on everyone. I don't know the purpose other than just to divide the nation and to divide people and make everyone fight. It's not necessary. It just isn't. You have a good day. See ya.